A word for you from Colossians chapter 2 verse 23. These indeed have an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. You see, there was a new teaching that had crept into the church, the revival church. And so there were those believers who were trying to teach the Christians in Colossians, in the city, and as well as other places, because Paul writes something similar to Timothy, warning him as well. And here, some of the things that are mentioned are questions of food and drink, festivals, the new moon, or the Sabbaths. And Paul said, be careful lest you are disqualified. The worship of angels, asceticism, is mentioned in verse 18, not only in the text for today. Now, the phrase I'd like to lift out of this verse is self-made religion. This is as dangerous as joining the cults that you find in the world. Indeed, very often a cult becomes a cult because it is a self-made religion, where Christ is not the center, but there's an appearance of wisdom. Even today, now, in this 21st century, there are those who specialize in prophecy, the belief that if the leader can show prophecy and speak about the details in somebody's room, their fridge, whatever, there's a prophet in Pretoria, so-called prophet, Bushiri is his name. I mention him by name, although I very seldom would mention names, but he is a false prophet, and he calls himself a major prophet, and he has thousands following him. But this happens all over the world, and it's happened through history, self-made religion, where you decide what is important, and it's not God himself. Christ is not the center. And it contains sometimes asceticism, severity to the body. At the time of Paul, the church was drifting towards this. Mysticism, agnosticism, and asceticism meant severity to the body, where they would punish themselves. Indeed, 1,000 years later and more, Martin Luther whipped himself on the back, called self-flagellation, trying to punish himself for his sins, and yet he found he would sin all the more until Christ entered into his life.